Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
So much sport to talk about around the Limestone Coast. Milo is back with me. G'day again, mate.
Morning there, fellow coasters. Now, as well as the regular stuff, we've got things happening. Of course, it's footy season for the girls. And firstly, come and try. Last night in Narracourt, they had 24 attend. So that's a good start for the under 16 comp, hopefully blasting off. Now, tonight in Mount Gambier, Vansittart Park, anyone interested, and you get there at 4:15 p.m. for a 4:30 start through to 5:45 in the capable hands of Ian Perriman, who, along with Keith Allen, is one of the fathers of women's footy in the southeast Limestone Coast. If you're any at all interested, get along and you'll be shown the basics and you can make up your own mind. And then, in earnest, the Veolia Limestone Coast Women's Football League will kick off this evening, and it'll be happening up the track at Narracourt, 6:30, Penola versus Clangadoo, then Mundalla versus Kybe, which is the rematch of last year's grand final, which Mundalla won. Battle of the Tigers there, of course, and at Vansittart Park, the Mecca, from 6 p.m. South versus Caston and Millicent versus Congrong. Welcome to the Congrong girls to the competition, the Hawkettes, I suppose, and North Gambier on the home deck will entertain Glencoe, and looks like no Westport and no East Gambier, and there's obviously a story there. So it'll start off in earnest tonight. So let's hope we get all those results through for Monday morning. Now, also City of Mount Gambier Basketball Mount Gambier Junior Tournament tomorrow and Sunday. 103 teams across 10 courts, so let the games begin, and let us all remember our ambassadors for all the people that will travel from Victoria and South Australia to be part of that, and probably have a look at the pageant as well. Now, Southeast Women's Football Association, as in soccer and footy, they head to Adelaide. They're under 16 and senior team of the years for the inaugural Regional Metro Cup, and they're going to play starting at 5 p.m. at the Vallo Football Centre, Angle Park, against the Jaguars in the under-16s, and the big girls will take on the Modbury Jets, so that should be entertaining. Coaches Scotty Dixon and Nat Moroney, and we won't forget manager Tracy Cormersis, who'll have it all running smooth, and our own Frank Wilcox, the El Presidente, he'll be involved as well. So good luck to the girls, and let's hope you all travel safely. And of course, Hoggies Wines Barbershield Cricket, the games this weekend, round four, two-day matches, Millwell versus South West, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the Penola boys, who have been having withdrawal symptoms and needed counselling, they will play their first real cricket this year in East versus North Gambier. And the Limestone Coast Rugby League will head to Horsham for round eight of nine. Blue Lake Knights versus Warrnambool Raiders, Narracourt Jets versus Warrnambool Warriors, and they're racing for a spot in the final four there. And well done and good luck to everybody. Yui, later on, I'll catch up with Jenna McCormack, who made her debut for the Matildas last Saturday, and again she had a hit out on Tuesday in Adelaide. She's on the trail to maybe make the national team to head to the Olympics.
Which would be sensational, wouldn't it?
Well, who was the last one we had? A shooter.
It would be John
Tremelling. There
yeah,
you go.
Absolutely.
So 1960 was the last one we had from Mount Gambier.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.